I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. That's right, Sports Overnight America, a different kind of sports show. We'll talk the economic side of sports, political side of sports, all side of sports. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard, of course, on Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. TuneIn's my favorite, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces, Gals and Guys You Stay Healthy, radio stations like KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, will not be with us this evening. However, my cousin Andy Barron, 3,000 miles away in Connecticut and follows the Red Sox closely, we'll talk to him about Chaim Bloom and things like that. Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, definitely will be with us. We'll play some Barron's trivia. And John Eisenberg will be with us. Written a most interesting book, Rocket Men, the Black Quarterbacks Who Revolutionized Pro Football. And it's quite a story indeed. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Big story, of course, this week in sports happened on Monday night. Aaron Rodgers, fourth offensive play of the game, goes down. Achilles surgery on Wednesday. He's fine, apparently, and that's great, except that do they have a quarterback? Are they going to go out and get another quarterback? You tell me. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com, and he's making a lot of money. The other question would be, okay, once the surgery is complete, once he can walk around a little bit, is he going to show up at Jets practices or not? I think a team player would. Now we're going to find out once and for all what kind of team player Aaron Eagle happens to be. And listen, he learned from a non-team player, Brett Favre. Screwed around with him for 3 or 4 years. Then he screwed around, of course, with Jordan Love. So we'll see how that works. Stetson Bennett, second teamer for the Rams. Non-football related injury. He's out this week against the 49ers. When a coach says that, what do you think? I don't know. A few months ago, he was arrested in Texas for being intoxicated. And maybe, I'm just throwing that out as something going on from that aspect. Maybe it's an illness. I hope not. But maybe it's an illness. And there's something that I have never forgotten as long as I live. When I was very young, my parents took me in 1959 to the Coliseum to watch UCLA versus Syracuse. And the Orange killed the Bruins, I think, 36-8. But Ernie Davis, who replaced Jim Brown as the tailback, became my hero. And then soon afterwards, they said he had mononucleosis. And, of course, we found out it wasn't. So, what the Rams did by saying that opened up, it's a little scary to me. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after.
School on! Save on!
Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on notebooks. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on pens, markers, and all the essentials. And right now at Staples, save up to 60% on select notebooks, markers, and more. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. N729. Prices may vary in-store and online.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Mark Mancini's off this evening. My cousin Andy Barron from Connecticut, a big Wolverine fan, is with us. And Art Source, growing up a Bruin fan, ended up kicking for the Trojans and then the Rams, now running Galaxy Sports with us. And this was the weirdest first week of the National Football League I can ever remember, but topped by the game on Monday night where Aaron Rodgers, four plays into his attempt with the Jets, goes out with the Achilles tendon, soon surgery, and he had the surgery now as far as Wednesday was concerned. And Art, let me ask you first, with Zach Wilson, can he lead the Jets, or do they have to get another quarterback?
You know, I've heard a lot of positive things about what Aaron has done to help Zach in the meetings that they spent together in the last 6 months. It'll be really interesting to see, like you talked about on the opening, you know, if Aaron is going to sit down and help Zach understand films, understand defenses, do the things that a team player would do. Aaron Rodgers himself said, you know, it's always darkest right before dawn, and he's talking about coming back. But Fred, I remember you and I talking about when he first signed, first of all, talking about the strength in the AFC, and second of all, playing on that field at Met Stadium. And I mean, I know for a fact, you know, and they say it's a brand new field, but you know, those rubber pellets popping up, when you got 39-year-old legs, you don't want to be running around. Just when I coach kids, teaching them how to kick and spend an hour on one of those fields, I feel it for the next couple of days in my knees and ankles and hips. And, you know, I think one of the big things, and Andy, you could talk about this too. Yeah. I think eventually we have to get back to playing on natural turf because it's just the game is so fast. It almost needs to be slowed down a little bit. And these guys run so much faster on AstroTurf, it's ridiculous.
Andy Barron, what do you think?
So yeah, AstroTurf is, I mean, it's not turf. It's green cement, right? I mean, it's for those of us who played on it, it's not comfortable when you go down. I agree that it'd be great to get back to a more natural surface. I will tell you that I never ever hoped for a player to get injured, but I also tell you that when it was my least favorite player on my least favorite team, I didn't shed any tears. but ask
spoken about, like a real New England fan.
Yeah. ask it about, like, you know, what they're going to do from a quarterback standpoint. That is a tough division. And without Aaron Rodgers, there's not another quarterback that I see out there that they can grab that's going to help them win that division. I think you give a kid like Zach a chance and see what he's got, right? This is a year where, you know, you don't want to write off the year after one game. But, you know, the Bills are strong. The Dolphins are strong. Even the Patriots, you could argue that, you know, it's a 60-minute game, and the Patriots won 57 of those minutes. Unfortunately, they lost the three most important minutes. But that, I think it becomes sort of a rebuild, see what you have, and go with what
you know. Their offensive line is for the Jets is not that good, but they got a great running game. You know, and if you play great defense like the Jets are capable of playing, and you control the ball on the ground, and you pick your spots to throw, I think that. That Zach's going to be okay. You know, I'm not saying he's going to light the place up, but, you know, there's another kid out there that's on the Miami roster that did well for him last year by the name of White.
Mike White.
Yeah. He could be a guy they could go back and get because he knows the offense.
But he's not a lot of pressure maker, right?
On Hackett, though.
Yeah.
So there's no chance, I guess, for Colin Kaepernick.
It doesn't sound like it. He's fresh.
That one, Fred, right? I like that. How about Newton? Can we bring Newton back?
No. Another possibility, of course, would be Tom. This time I am retired. Brady, he would have to put, I guess, his 5% of stock in the Raiders. He couldn't use that.
What isn't he doing? Hey, let's see. He's working for the airline, United Airlines. He's got a $300 million contract with Fox, which I guess he's going to wait a year to start that out. And I actually like this Greg Olson, who does the games for Fox. He does a pretty good job. And, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. I'd love to see Tom Brady come back with the Jets.
I don't think Zach Wilson is the answer. And certainly we'll find out.
But, Fred, do you think there's anything better out there? Like, what is the answer?
It's not him.
What about I mean, there are other quarterbacks out there that who have led teams to championships that are free agents, maybe haven't played for a year or two. I saw Zach Wilson play.
I like Davis Mills from Houston. Okay. He's a guy you could probably go get now. I mean, he had some great numbers down there with the Texans. The kid from Stanford, he's smart. You know, that would be an option. I mean, I mean, he didn't have the talent around him. I mean, with this team, you know, but, you know, you got to give the kid at least a couple of 3-4 weeks to see. Their schedule's unbelievable, though. The first five games for the Jets, they're so fortunate that they beat Buffalo, because if you look at their next four games, it's not going to be an easy march.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question. On Thursday Night Football, really, really good game. Philadelphia ended up beating Minnesota. But if you're a wide receiver or a running back, it doesn't really matter. You know the rule in the National Football League. If you put the ball forward in the end zone and it goes over the pylon inside the line, it's a touchback. Now, I know touchdowns are important, and I know they're thrilling. But the point is, hold on to the damn ball and dive into the end zone or dive on the one-yard line. But the one thing you don't do is lean forward with the football over the pylon.
And you know, the only team that actually teaches that?
Let's say you were a teammate. How would you feel?
Terrible. Absolutely. But Andy, you know, the only team that does not teach the guys to reach for the end zone is your team, the New England Patriots. They actually say, unless it's a game winning situation, just tuck it in, hold the ball. It'll be first and goal or second and goal from the half yard line. Yeah, that's. I agree, Fred. This, as a coach, it's got to be the most frustrating thing in the world to do everything right, and the guy just. And I understand the, you know, the action of wanting to reach for the ball, you know, to get the end zone. But wow,
I just wonder how much of that's even instinct, right? You could probably train yourself 100 times not to do that, and when you're in the heat of battle and you, it's look, it's right there. I think it's hard not to do it.
Yeah,
Andy Barron, let me ask you a question. Since Tom Brady has left the Patriots, heading into this week, Bill Belichick is 25-27. Any comments?
I think he had to take a little time to reset the team. Again, they lost that first game, but they looked pretty good. Their defense is strong. Elliott in the backfield. You know, he still has some life left in him. They got some good wide receivers. I think you're going to see a turnaround. I'm not saying that they're going to make it to the Super Bowl this year, but I see a winning record for this team this year.
Art, maybe you're more objective. What do you think?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Fred. You look at what he did in Cleveland. His record wasn't so bueno there. He's a great football coach, but he's also been blessed with some great players, amongst them maybe the greatest quarterback in the last 100 years of the NFL. So we'll put that to the side. He did need to do a reboot, as they say, and I just don't think Mac Jones is as good as everybody thought he was. I think that because he played for Saban in Alabama, he looked a lot better, you know, playing in that system. And, of course, Saban and Belichick are best buddies.
Remember, he fell pretty far in the draft, though. So there was a lot of folks who weren't so high on him. You know?
Yeah, he went down to the 20s, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, I see the point. But, you know, I just think the new NFL, you have to have some escapability in the pocket. And sometimes, you know, I just feel like, you know, Mac Jones gets back there and he's got nowhere to go. And, you know, it's just real tough with the way these guys come around the corner now in the National Football League.
No, I agree. And you know what? He's lacking that. I mean, I like the kid and I hope he mm-hmm. does as well. But when you don't have the escapability, the one thing that sometimes you can get out of jail free with is the arm. And he doesn't have a bad arm, but he doesn't have a cannon like you would need to be in to be a pocket.
Another team that has to have that running game, Ramondre Stevenson. They need to run the ball. Their defense looked excellent to me.
Yeah.
Because the Eagles are a very, very tough team to play against. And they matched up pretty well on the corners. I mean, you saw last night, the Eagles are not the team they were last year. I mean, they're maybe they will become that, but not right now. But I'll tell you what was amazing to me first week of the NFL. The speed for which the 49ers played defense and the way McCaffrey came out of the chute. I mean, Fred Warner, what a defensive linebacker he is. That team has got more team speed. I mean, and I don't know how you coach against speed. I've always talked to great coaches. They say, oh, you know, you have to use misdirection because they're so fast they get out of you know, position faster.
Yeah, there's no way to slow them down.
Exactly.
Hey, talking about speed in our last 90 seconds before the break here, horse racing. They do a 6-month report on the 13 dead horses at Churchill Downs, and they say it had nothing to do with the grounds itself, nothing to do with the that they changed the turf at Churchill Downs.
Who paid who off on that study?
No. Artie, I'm not big on coincidental things. Uh-huh. I'm not big on coincidences. What do you think? I mean, 13 horses died at Churchill Downs in a couple-week period.
Fred, it never, ever happened prior to them coming up with these artificial turfs, artificial racetracks. And we know these are such highly, you know, amazing animals. And if you have any problems, you know, ingesting some of this non-natural stuff, I got to believe it's going to affect you somewhere down the line. And, you know, it's like now the NFL Players Association, the Horse Racing Commission, they all want to, you know, check on all this stuff. But who's really doing the studies? Who paid for these studies? I mean, that's the question I always ask. And everybody says, oh, you're a conspiracy. You know, well, not really. I want the truth. I want transparency. I don't want horses dying. I don't want kids coming down with cancer when we can alleviate that problem is all I'm saying.
Andy Barron, 15 seconds. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm a little more surprised that the horse owners aren't more vocal in this, right? They're the ones who have all this money invested in these wonderful animals. I can't imagine how long they can keep doing this when they know that they're putting their animals, their investment, their lives on the line every time they you know, go out on the field.
All right, Sports Overnight America. Later, we'll be talking to John Eisenberg, author of Rocket Man, the Black Quarterbacks Revolutionized Pro Football. Back with Barron Sports Trivia right after.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Are you ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE, B-Y-L-I-N-E, at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Mark Mancini's off this evening, and my cousin Andy Barron sitting in from Connecticut. We appreciate staying up so late. Now, Art Source, at 126 years of age, takes a different legal medicinal product every night that he does this show to stay up and answer the questions correctly, right, on Barron Sports Trivia. What are you taking this evening, Art Source?
Awakened Alchemy Mind Restore, a nightly nootropic. It helps restore, repair, and replenish. They should become our new sponsors. I'll have to call them on Monday.
How many of those things do you have at home?
About 14 to 15 of them. And intersperse them.
What does your wife, Jacqueline, think about all around the house? 14 different
Well, I tuck them in my back bathroom so I don't bother anybody. But, you know, the bottom line is they do help. What was my name again, Fred?
All right, Andy Barron, this is Barron Sports Trivia. Only third baseman in history with 2,500 hits and 1,500 walks. Only third baseman in history with 2,500 hits and 1,500 walks might be?
George Brett.
George Brett. Close. I think it's, I'm sure he's close to those numbers. Art, what do you think?
Well, I think you set him up. I think it's Wade Boggs, his guy.
Well, my book said it was Chipper. Right. My book said it was Chipper Jones. I don't know. Maybe the book's incorrect. I like both of your answers, folks. Look it up yourself. I can't help you.
I'll look it up after.
Well, no, I think between those three, you can't go wrong.
I like their answers better than mine, actually. But honestly,
I was thinking Chipper Jones. It could have been Chipper too.
Yeah. I thought he had more home runs, though, but yeah, that's why he got walked.
you could email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Okay, Art, let's stick with the Braves then. Okay. This pitcher, believe it or not, stole at least one base 10 years in a row and he was never thrown out. This Braves pitcher stole at least one base 10
consecutive seasons.
Sure wasn't
Phil Niekro.
It wasn't Phil Niekro. I could guarantee you that one.
Oh, my. Let's go. Now we got to. And you didn't say Atlanta Braves either. You said this Braves pitcher. So now I got to think of the Boston Braves, the Milwaukee Braves. Oh, my God. Who was the fastest guy on that? I'm thinking of those great Brave teams where they had that starting rotation, Maddox and the, oh, man.
Smoltz.
Glavin.
Smoltz, Glavin, Avery.
I'm going to go Tom Glavin.
Why Tom Glavin?
I know he was a great athlete. He was a goaltender in hockey. They say that, you know, he always had great athletic ability. I'm throwing it out there. I know Maddox. I've played golf with Greg Maddox. He couldn't steal a base if he tried.
All right, Andy Barron. Yeah. Is it Tom Glavin or somebody else?
You know what? I don't know, but I'm going to take a guess, and I'm going to use the theory that base stealing was a bigger part of the game a long time ago than it is now. And you're not talking about a lot of bases, right? You're talking about one base a year. That's all it takes.
Warren
Spahn is where I'm going.
The answer is Tom Glavin.
Oh, wow.
So the medicinal
pulled that one out of left field.
Seems to be working.
He was a good hockey player, so he had some, you know, some athleticism for sure.
Yes. And he also fielded the position very well, too.
All right. More of Barron Sports Trivia. Andy Barron, who did the Braves trade to the Tigers for John Smoltz, who now does a lot of television work? Who did the Braves trade to the Tigers for John Smoltz? Who might that have been? 1987. This pitcher also, he was a pitcher. He also pitched for the Dodgers and other teams. Any idea, Andy Barron?
No, I'm coming up blank. I'm sorry.
You never come up blank.
I know. It's.
I hate to report I'm having a little trouble digging through the cobwebs on that.
Rick Rushel?
Rick Rushel. Oh, that's a really good presumption and guess. Art, do you have any idea? Who did the Braves trade to the Tigers in 87 for John Smoltz?
The Braves got John Smoltz. 87 Tigers. Who would Sparky have wanted? Jack Morris, maybe?
Doyle Alexander.
Oh, the old right-hander who had, like, not in and out, nothing, not much stuff. But, boy, he was
a good pitcher.
Good pitcher. Okay. Yeah. Art Source, here we go. This Braves player won 10 straight gold gloves from 98 to 2007. Art Source, this Braves player won 10 straight gold gloves between 1998 and 2007.
Was he the center fielder that played for the Falcons too? It wasn't him.
He didn't. I don't think he played football. He was a center fielder. I know the answer to this one.
Okay.
Let's see if the answer works.
It was what seasons again?
98 to 2007.
You know what? I'm going to have to go with Chipper Jones.
You're closer than you think.
You got the last name right.
You're closer than you think.
Andrew Jones. Center fielder. There you go.
Andy, how did you know that?
I was just watching a lot of baseball during that time. It's funny. He should be talked about as one of the, you know, premier center fielders defensively of all time.
100% correct.
And he's not always thought of that way.
I mean, Paul Blair.
Jim Edmonds. I mean, but Jones is, you know, you could make you could make a case that he should have like Hall of Fame, you know, looks.
I agree with you on that.
If you bring in his defense. You have to really give him a lot of points for defense.
Who was the Angel center fielder that was really good too?
Gary Pettis,
but after Gary Pettis.
Jim Edmonds.
There you go.
He was amazing. Edmonds. Yeah.
Okay, a couple of minutes to go in this segment here. National League MVP 2023. You got
four great candidates.
You got four candidates. Who are they? Okay, Art, who do you like?
Well, I got to tell you, Ronald Acuña Jr. is incredible. Mookie Betts is incredible. Freddie Freeman is setting all kinds of records. He has 86 extra base hits, 55 doubles. That's a tough one, Fred. I'm looking down here and, you know, I'm just saying to myself, you can't go right. And then you got Olson who has 51 home runs.
Right.
So between those four guys, you know, I guess you got to go with Acuña because he's doing something nobody else has ever done with the home runs and the stolen bases.
But you could make the case that Mookie's playing shortstop, second base, and right field.
He has a better, what do they call that, above replacement?
War.
Yeah, he has a better wins above replacement. So,
Andy Barron, you're objective. You're 3,000 miles away.
I'm not objective. I love Mookie, and Mookie's my guy. But I think it's Acuña who's going to get it for the same point. He's doing something that we've never seen before, and that's catching people's eye and really, you know, keep piquing people's interest
and taking nothing away from the other guys.
Yeah.
Very quickly before the break, the Braves have better pitching than the Dodgers right now. Any question?
None whatsoever.
So if they meet, it's not like you're going to have a day off after every game. So you're only going to need three pitchers. Mm-hmm. I'll take Strider and Charlie Morton and Fried in between versus anybody the Dodgers can throw out there. Art, can you make an argument the other way?
I really can't, Fred. If you were on the opening, you were talking about the three pitchers the Dodgers are going to lead with. I think one of them has given up 40 home runs this year,
yeah.
Lance Lynn. So, I mean, in that lineup particularly, I don't think you have an argument in any way there. But, you know, that's why they play the game. A guy can go out and get hot. I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
But I would say prohibitively, I would have to lean toward Atlanta's way.
Yeah.
In that series.
If you believe that good pitching beats good hitting, and when it's really good pitching, I think that's the case, then I'm with you. And by the way, I'm actually pulling a little bit here, too, where I live in a little town called Redding, Connecticut. There's like 9,000 people who live here. But our most famous high school graduate from Redding, Connecticut is Charlie Morton.
Ah, 40
best
years
curveball
of age.
Ball in baseball.
Yeah. 40 years of age. Okay.
He went to the same high school my kids went to.
That's awesome.
We're going to come back with John Eisenberg of Rocket Men, and then more on sports overnight.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Wake up, people. You are optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11. For an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up, that's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. So my mom was very, very political, and she was also a UCLA graduate. So when I was growing up, you know, we started talking, you know, she knew I loved sports and everything else. She said, you know, the first quarterback in the National Football League was for the Rams, Kenny Washington from UCLA. And so I said, okay. And then a couple of years later, my parents got us the World Book, and I actually looked it up, and he wasn't the first, but John Eisenberg's about to tell us who might have been the first. John Eisenberg, Rocket Man, the black quarterbacks who revolutionized pro football. John, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And you're going to figure out the Kenny Washington deal. Tell us what happened a quarter of a century before.
Well, a quarter of a century before, in the first years of the NFL, 1923, actually, Fritz Pollard lined up at quarterback in a game. He was playing for the immortal Hammond Pros in Hammond, Indiana. And they were playing the Dayton Triangles. And he was the quarterback. It's in a box score. I found it. And that is the first, there are very few black players in the NFL, almost no backs. He was just about the only back. And there was like one other. And so that's the first time that a black quarterback played in the NFL, started a game.
Now, was that the old single wing, John?
Absolutely, it was the single wing. And so as a result, in the single wing, the quarterback, of course, was a minor position, not a big deal. Yeah, he didn't hand off. He didn't even touch the ball. It ran through the tailback. So he was a blocker. And Pollard was, of course, a great player. But it was a little bit of a come down that he played quarterback. But anyway, it happened.
John Eisenberg, let me ask you a question. Like the movie Gentleman's Agreement, there was nothing written between the owners. It was just, hey, we don't think a black can play quarterback, something like that. That's what happened, correct?
Yes. The league, of course, was all white from 34 through World War II. And then began to reintegrate in the 50s and the 60s. And, of course, that's a period of time where the quarterback position, single wing, was gone. You know, the quarterback was the glamour position. And, yes, the white owners, white general managers, white coaches, entirely white structure, they did not trust, a black player with being the leader, with calling the signals, with running the offense. They would let black players back into the league as running backs, cornerback, you know, even a lineman, whatever, but not a quarterback. And so it just got baked into the DNA of the sport. There were no black quarterbacks in pro football.
Cousin Andy Barron, you're on with John Eisenberg. The book is Rocket Man. Take it away.
Yeah, so this blows me away that, I mean, I'm younger than some of these guys, and I just even remember being as a kid watching football and watching Doug Williams in the Super Bowl and how much of a big deal they made of the fact that he was a black quarterback when that should not have been such an issue. It's funny today that I don't know if the numbers, I don't know if it's more white or black or equal or what that those numbers are, but it's amazing that in you know, it took that long before it became normal.
Andy, it even went into the centers. Centers was another position that was kind of in that same situation.
Right. Middle linebackers, same situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, calling the signals, and they absolutely did not trust it. And Doug Williams, he wins the Super Bowl. That is, I believe, year 68 of the NFL. So
yeah, it's crazy.
What really shocked me in reporting out and writing this book, and it took me 3 years, was how, I mean, this stretches into recent history. It's not even history, yes. Recent times. Do you realize there's 32 teams in the NFL? The NFL could not say until 2017 that all 32 of those teams had started a black quarterback in a game. That was not the case, because the last team to do it was the New York Giants in 2017. So 6 years ago. It just lingered unbelievably. And yes, it has changed a lot. I mean, the week one this year, 14 out of the 32 starters were black quarterbacks. It's a great thing, and it's changing dramatically. But the history is why I wrote the book. I want people to understand. I mean, it's shine a light on these things. This is something that happened. It did happen. And, it makes today's changing environment that much better.
John, tell us about George Preston Marshall of the Redskins and his background and his family background.
He was the son of George Preston Marshall, started the they were actually the Braves for 1 year, and then the Redskins in Boston in the 1930s. They were there for 5 years and nobody went to the games. And so they moved to Washington. He was a son of Dixie. That's the only way to put it. He was descended from Confederate generals, and he wanted no part of black players on his team or any team. So, when he proposed to his wife, it was a big show, and there's something from Gone with the Wind, he was a showman. So there is no doubt where he stood, and he is pretty much credited with orchestrating that 12-year ban on black players. Not a ban. It just happened. It was unwritten. So,
let me ask you a question. I played for a guy named John McKay. And John McKay had Jimmy Jones and Vince Evans in the 70s, late 60s as well. They went to Alabama in the early 70s with Sam Bam Cunningham and Jimmy Johnson. And the story was SC wins the game against a really good Alabama team, 42-17. And John went, Bear Bryant and John McKay were very, very good friends. And after the game, Bear Bryant went over to John McKay and said, "Hey, that was really impressive. I need to basically do that with my team." And the next year they came out to the Coliseum and they had like 8 black kids on the team and they beat USC. But I go back to, Vince Evans, Jimmy Jones, the great quarterback from Denver, and the Rams had a guy named Joe Walton, who was a great player too, never really got in the league much. But I remember when they were, when they had Jaworski and Shaq Harris, and they had Pat Hayden there for a while, Vince Ferragamo, but they had that whole slide of guys, and the guy that had the best arm in the group was this Joe Walton. But they just couldn't pull that trigger, and he was always on the taxi squad.
Well, Shaq Harris did make it off the taxi mm-hmm. squad onto the field there for a couple of years. And of course, Shaq, I interviewed Shaq for this book. Great interview. And really, after Marlon Briscoe started 5 games for the Broncos in 1968, because all their white quarterbacks were injured, James Harris is really the next one. And he actually, for a couple of years, was good. Chuck Knox was willing to put him on the field. That really went against the grain of what was happening in the NFL.
If Tom Mack doesn't jump off sides, they have a chance to go to
the Super Bowl. This is all in my book. The James Harris, he remembers it all vividly. Big, tall. And so who's a high school kid watching James Harris through the chain link fence at the exhibition games in practice? A high school kid, one of the best quarterbacks in L.A., Warren Moon.
There you go.
He said, "Man, James Harris, when I saw James Harris start for the Rams, I thought, I can do this." And so, all these years later, Warren Moon has his own travails getting into the NFL. But he winds up being just an incredible force in this story of the black quarterback. And he ends up in the Hall of Fame. So say no more there.
In the book Rocket Man, written by our guest John Eisenberg, the black quarterbacks revolutionized pro football. And Art mentioned Marlon, the magician Briscoe a couple of minutes ago. You know, he went through torture. I mean, the point is he didn't have to just outplay him. He couldn't make any mistakes. He had to feel the pressure. And any black quarterback in that circumstance had to do the same. Shaq Harris is indicated and all the rest to going up. So, I mean, not only did they have to do it on the field, they had more pressure than the white quarterbacks. They couldn't afford an error.
They couldn't. And Marlon, who unfortunately passed away last year and was quite eloquent talking about it, playing in Denver in 1968, the concern was, well, will my white lineman block for me? And will the fans accept me? And, I mean, all this stuff was rattling around in his head. And to his great delight, it all worked out for him in the sense that, yeah, his lineman did block for him and his teammate accepted him. And it was not a great Denver team, but he played well. But the Broncos said, you're never playing quarterback again.
Was that Lou Saban? Was Lou Saban the head coach of that team at the time?
Yes. Lou Saban put him on the field and he ran. He had good statistics. He had a good season, but when they had quarterback meetings after the season, he wasn't even invited. I mean, they weren't going back to him, and so he had to change teams and positions to have an NFL career.
And became a wide receiver with the Dolphins, right?
Right. Well, he traded to the Bills he was there for a couple of years, and then he's on the undefeated Dolphins team. He had a nice career as a receiver, but
a lot of people don't know that he played on that undefeated team. That's a good one. Good catch by you.
Andy Barron, you're on with John Eisenberg, author of Rocket Man.
Yeah. Hey, John, one of the things I think about quite often here is the, a word that's in the English vernacular now that people didn't know before a few years ago was the word Wunderlich test, right?
Yes.
And with the Wunderlich test had even been a thing if Vince Young hadn't been a black quarterback.
Yeah, the Wunderlich test, I do write about it in the book, and I've talked to a number of scouts, and Ozzie Newsome, the general manager of the Ravens, I had a really good interview with him, the Wunderlich, it's not entirely disgraced, but it was given way too much emphasis, I think, over a period of years. And a lot of the standardized tests, it was sort of determined that, they were prejudicial, like maybe against not every, I'm really hesitant to paint with a broad brush here, but it could be prejudicial against a black player. And a lot of that has been determined. So, some quarterbacks, Vince Young was one, and he admitted, he said, I just blew it off. I didn't pay any attention to that thing. I just wrote some answers down. So, it's not an IQ test. It's a test about the ability to learn. And Vince Young blew it off anyway. But that's definitely part of the story.
Trivia question. The only guy to get all 50 questions right on that test was a punter named Pat McAnally.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. 50 for 50.
Last year in the Super Bowl, John Eisenberg, we had Patrick Mahomes on one side, Jalen Hurts on the other. So the question is, Patrick Mahomes, of course, the son of the pitcher, the major league pitcher, Pat Mahomes, but his mom is white. So does that really count as two black quarterbacks going up against one another?
I think without a doubt it counts. And he's a person of color and he identifies as black. And he's, I would say this, is he a white quarterback? No, he is not. So, I think it totally counts. And that's how he identifies.
So I'm half Sicilian. So, I mean, is that
right?
My dad got darker than O.J. Simpson on the beach in Laguna. So,
right.
Hey, John Eisenberg, I've really enjoyed this book because it tells the.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank John Eisenberg. The book is Rocket Man. You pick it up, folks. The Black Quarterbacks who Revolutionized Pro Football. You can find it at Amazon, major bookstores everywhere. Sunday night, National Football League. Dolphins at Andy Barron's Patriots. Andy, who do you like? The Patriots, of course, open with that loss. And again, Belichick is 25-27 without Tom Brady. Who do you like here? Dolphins, a slight favorite on the road. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Patriots. I have to do it. It's funny living in the Northeast here. As a kid, when the Patriots finally got over the hump on beating the Dolphins, they had the big squish the fish. I don't know if you guys saw that in other parts of the country,
yeah.
But I've actually seen a rebirth of squish the fish all over the place here now, which is, it's kind of fun and nostalgic.
What a contrasting coaches, huh, Fred?
All right, so who do you, Art, who do you like in that game?
Well, I was amazed when I saw the spread. You know, Miami's actually favored by 3 at New England, and it's usually New England going to Miami where New England has trouble. So I got to go with Andy on this one. I mean, the team that I saw play the, you know, defending NFC champions last week had every good chance to win. I think physically, I'm going to go with New England, and I'm going to take the 3 points, and I think they're going to beat them like 20-17 or something like that.
You know what Tua approves, though? Again, he did last week, and he's most of his career. You don't need the world's greatest arm. You just have to be smart, and he's a smart quarterback.
It's like Montana, the way he leads his receivers.
But he's one hit away from missing the rest of the season, too, right? He's a risk out there, and his career probably.
In fact, in USA Today this week, he indicates that another concussion, and he's going to just say goodbye.
So he's got to get the ball, get out of there, get the ball out, three-step drops, none of this languishing back there in the pocket.
Yeah. Folks, listen to us all the time right here on Sports Overnight America.